She wasn't butch, exactly. I don't know what you'd call her. She wasn't big or heavy set. In fact, she was slim, much slimmer than me, and white, much whiter than me. She had tattoos up and down her exposed arms, and piercings connecting her nose to her ear by way of a chain. Plaid, cut-off top, tight black jeans. Her black hair was always tied back in this bandana-type thing, which made her look like a pin-up princess. Most days, she just stared as I walked by. She'd be out smoking on a raised concrete planter bed near the sidewalk. The smoke irritated my lungs, but I had to walk by her to get to my door. See, my apartment was a second-story walk-up above a bakery, the vegan bakery she worked in. Once I'd opened the door at street level, there was a narrow staircase that went straight up to my place. I liked living above a bakery. Who needs an alarm clock when you wake up to fresh bread every morning? Not that I bought much there. The prices were really inflated. I tried a pie once. It wasn't bad, but you could really taste the animal fats missing from the crust. Anyway, that's beside the point. Or maybe it's not. Maybe if I were the kind of girl who went for vegan pie, I'd also be the kind of person who went for, well, a vegan's pie, if you get my drift. One day, she spoke to me. She said, "Hey,